You've probably heard the phrase, there's an app for that, whether it's Facebook, Angry Birds, Google Maps, WhatsApp. There are thousands of apps available online. You download them to your phone or tablet computer, and your every need can be catered for at the swipe of a screen. And this is really big business. Each of us uses on average 25 to 30 of these phone applications at any time. So it's no wonder that we just tend to hit the accept button when an app asks for permission to use our device's camera, to have access to our contacts, or even look at our location.
But why would something like a game need to know this information? And what exactly are these apps doing with this unrestricted access to our data? Could some of them be recording our private conversations or logging where we go for coffee every Tuesday to sell the data to third parties?
It certainly sounds scary, but believe me, it is real. Several app developers have already been prosecuted in America for doing precisely this. Carnegie Mellon University's Jason Hong has now set up a website that grades apps based on their threats to our privacy. And he's with us now. Hello, Jason.
Hi there.
So what sort of data is being collected by these applications?
Oh, there's lots of different kinds of data that the smartphone app can store. So, for example, they might be gathering your phone's unique ID, they might be getting your current location, or they might be trying to get access to your contact list.
And the big question is, well, why do they need that information?
Well, in some cases, the apps are trying to use these kinds of data sources in new ways. So, for example, we've seen apps that are games that are using your location data to create location-based kinds of games. But other times, they're using it for advertising purposes, or they're also trying to bootstrap their social network by getting your entire contact list and then spamming your friends to see if they're interested in joining as well.
But this is illegal, isn't it?
Well, it really depends. In some cases, the information is actually disclosed in a privacy policy that that's what they're going to do.
When you install this software on your phone, can it leave a sort of vestige of itself there, even if you get rid of it, so that there is always a danger that it's done something to your phone that means someone somewhere could still nonetheless have access to the information, even though the app is no longer there?
Yes, that's right. Whenever you use a lot of these free apps, they're primarily funded by advertising. And so what happens is that these advertisers are trying to collect a lot of data about you. So even if you remove a specific app, you might still be using other apps that are using the same kinds of advertising services.
So you were motivated to set up your website to try to point the finger at some of the worst offenders and also highlight some good practice.
That's right. And so what we did is we downloaded about a million different Android smartphone apps, and we started analyzing them to try to understand what the behaviors were. So, for example, right now you can easily tell that an app is using location data, but you can't tell why. So what we did is we tried to infer the purpose. So, for example, is it using location data for social networking, advertising, or analytics? And then for the second part of the work, we also used a whole bunch of these crowdsourcing techniques. You can imagine this being a very large-scale kind of survey where we're asking a lot of people how they felt about these kinds of behaviors. So, for example, people are very unhappy about contact lists being used for advertising, but are mostly okay with contact lists being used for social networking.
Can you give us some physical examples of the kinds of apps that you think behave appropriately, and perhaps some examples of ones that have been downright malicious?
So, one app that has a very surprising kind of behavior, but it's sort of fun, there's this dictionary app where you can actually look up what other words that people around you are looking up. And just sort of as a funny joke, one time I was in Washington, D.C., and I was showing some other people this app, and the word that was being shown nearby was corruption.
Ooh, don't do that in Westminster either. You might catch one or two MPs on that one. I was looking at an example because I saw this news flash come round, and excuse the pun on flash, but it was about this flashlight app, because I've downloaded this myself. You can turn the flash on your camera phone into a steady light source that you can use as a sort of torch in the night. And there's evidence that some of those are being used to do things like turn on the microphone in your phone when you don't want to, so that people can eavesdrop on your conversations even though the phone isn't making a phone call.
That's right. There are some really unusual kinds of behaviors. We've seen some flashlight apps that request internet access. They're trying to get your phone's unique ID, and they're also trying to get your current location. Now, the reason that they're trying to do this, again, is mostly for advertising purposes. So right now, there's sort of this trade-off that's, you can download me for free, but we, the developers, need to make revenue off of it, and so we're going to try to show you ads. But to show you better ads, we're going to try to get more data about you. So, for example, again, your location data and your unique phone ID.
Sounds pretty scary, doesn't it? Looking at the trajectory of this, where does your research suggest the next threat's coming from, or where are we going to be in the future? Because more and more, these phones and these devices are becoming a dominant part of our lives.
I think that in the near future, our smartphones probably will know almost everything about us. And I think in many ways, this will actually be a good thing because our smartphones will be able to help us with healthcare, transportation, and sustainability. But these same technologies offer a lot of kinds of privacy problems as well.
Well, we'll have to keep an eye on that. Jason Hong is from Carnegie Mellon University, and you can see how well your apps that you're running on your phone, whether they meet your expectations, by going to Jason's website. It's at privacygrade.org if you want to check it out.